Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour, time for us to do our weekly thing here. The DJ Beers are all about reviewing the stories, the people, the hot hits in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJ Beers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, with our sort of unique blend of information and opinion and experience and all of the things that are rolled into being a good broadcaster and being on the air. Our ability to kind of think things through, we have some comments on the stories. Jennifer Horn not only does early mornings here with us on the DJV program, she hosts a morning program on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria is a veteran of a lot of New York radio, and so here we are. I'm a veteran of radio from here and actually in outer space. There's a special place for me out somewhere, way out there, excuse me, with V'ger. Do you remember, ladies, do you know what V'ger is?
Mm-mm. No.
V'ger is a reference to the first space, the first Star Trek movie where Spock and Captain Kirk go out to find something. Remember in the early 70s, Voyager, which was, it's not still operating, but it was sent out. It was the first of the many satellites. There were probes that were sent out into space to find what life, excuse me, there is beyond our planet, beyond our solar system. And it became a very important thing for us all to understand. So they built the first Star Trek movie around Voyager, and Voyager was actually sort of trying to control the universe, as you can imagine, and Kirk and Spock had to stop it. What that has to do with our countdown, probably you can stretch it a little bit.
Probably the most fun news of the week, though.
Yes. Yeah, there's not much else here.
Always connected that way.
Too much fun. At number 10 on the story list, the discussions this week about Independence Day, the 4th of July. How do you greet people, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, do you say happy 4th of July?
I bite their toes. That's what my cat does.
Your cat bites your toes. Okay.
You said, good. Well, you said, how do you greet people? How are you doing, Mac?
Yeah. Yes. So, but specifically for Independence Day, do you call it? Do you refer to it as the 4th of July? Do your family and friends call it the 4th of July, or do they call it Independence Day?
The 4th.
Yeah.
Everybody in my circle is the 4th. Yeah.
It's an age thing. People my age are more likely because they have fought in wars.
Well, you signed the document,
like
so, you know, maybe it's closer to
That
well,
usually
that's penmanship, by the way.
Right, okay. Thank you very much. That's a slice. Victoria, you're not really...
I'm learning from you, Jen.
Too much. Yeah, it's all Jennifer usually does the slicing and dicing here.
I got in there. I got one in.
Thank you. Very nicely done. All right. So there's a lot of thinking going on this week, obviously because of what's going on in our country, about what it really means to be an American and what the freedom... that is demonstrated by the document, what it means, given that most of the people who signed that document were slave owners, as it turns out. And many of the people that put together the ideas that we still nurture as part of our Constitution were slave owners. And a lot of the people, this ties into number 3 this week, which is a focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and our relationships, white people and black people and all that sort of thing. And the ancillary thing that's going with that is the discussion of reforming police. I noticed, Jennifer, the city council in L.A. facing, they've cut the police funding there by $150 million. Excuse me.
And there's probably more coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when they cut the budget, what do they expect to have as a way to fill the void of the police work that wasn't really police work.
Well, they don't know.
Where's that money going?
There's two big issues going on. I live in the city of L.A., as you mentioned, and we have two different jurisdictions of law enforcement. The LAPD handles what's considered to be Los Angeles City. I live in a suburb, but
nowhere
I live in L.A.
Land.
City. Yeah, but I'm still, it's the LAPD that would respond to calls in my neighborhood. Then there's the L.A. Sheriff's Department, which handles all of the unincorporated communities and all of Los Angeles County. This week, the L.A. Sheriff's Department was cut by $145 million, actually $146 million, on top of the $400 million they were cut last year. And so because of that, the CEO of Los Angeles County, yes, that's a real thing, said, well, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to eliminate the special victims unit. You're going to have to eliminate the gang enforcement unit, the community cops program. You're going to have to eliminate cyber crimes. You're going to have to eliminate literally the six departments. I'm just going from memory here. And you have to make significant cuts to mental health and a couple of other departments. So the L.A. sheriff has been very vocally fighting because he feels that his sheriffs cannot appropriately do their job without having these departments. And so that's been one thing that's been going on. The L.A. City Council, which manages the budget for the LAPD, there's a little bit of a scandal around that as well. The LAPD, whose chief, Michael Moore, is not nearly as vocal now as the sheriff, who is Alex Villanueva, Michael Moore hasn't said much, but this week it was released in a series of text messages that someone, however they got a hold of him, I don't know, between the city council president and the police chief, saying that she demands that his officers take a knee in front of protesters a couple of weeks ago as this was really, you know, starting up the protests on George Floyd and the Black Lives
Police
Matter movement.
Police were ordered to take a knee. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the city council president said we want them to go out there and we want them all to take a knee in force, not just, you know, optional if they feel it. They want it to be a show of force. And the police chief, who kind of was hemming and hawing about it, and ultimately the LAPD force did not go out there all at once and take a knee. And because of that, they believe there's some retribution here with the city council, who cut the budget ultimately this week.
Wow. And in the meantime, these other jobs. See,
very
this sounds to me, maybe the retribution stuff, sounds to me like what happens with these childish people in my community. The budget was cut by 14%, so the mayor closed all the beaches. That kind of stuff. That's what happens when these immature... We'll close the beaches. That we'll get you that way. So one wonders...
You kind of make the case of why... Because you guys don't pay to get on the beach in L.A., right?
We do not.
Yeah, so in Jersey, you have to pay to get on every beach, and so they've been able to limit the number of people just by not selling beach badges. So it kind of makes the case that maybe you should start charging for the beach, and then you can limit
the
number.
What the hell?
Our taxes pay for the beach.
Thanks very much, but no.
But you know what I think works, though, is if you actually monitor, there's certain entry points to the beach. I mean, certainly there's places where you can sneak on it. Okay. But if you say once the parking lot is filled up, then we're at capacity until someone leaves. There's a whole lot of things that you can do to try to stop people from getting too close together.
I remember living, had a house on the PCH for, 8-9 years. And one of the things on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, there would be a line on the PCH, in both directions, by the way, whether you're headed north or south, of people waiting for slots to open up in the parking lot. And this was like by 10 in the morning. It was like this. You had the traffic jams caused by that stuff. It was very dangerous, too. I mean, really dangerous. Because the PCH coming down from Malibu through to Santa Monica is not exactly a wonderfully straight road to begin with. And there are all these people that surf and they park their old jalopies on the side of the road. It's very dangerous.
I guess what I don't understand is, like, this week one of the big stories has been a lot of states like Florida, Texas, California, all kind of pushing back on their reopening plans. And in California, we put a 3-week pause on restaurants that are indoors. So they want to do outdoor restaurants only. So if indoor restaurants are bad and outdoor restaurants are good, then why are we stopping people from going to the beach? Why are we closing down trails and piers where people are actually going to be able to go out and get some fresh air? To me, it seems very counterintuitive to the message.
The other side of it is that if you really know what's going on, the virus has become far less deadly. It has adapted to its human hosts. There really isn't any need for a vaccine. And there is what I believe, this is me saying what I think, based on what I have read and who I've spoken to who are medical professionals, wearing a mask I don't agree with Jack Stockwell on this, one of the people that's on the DJV program. I think wearing a mask is a very intelligent and good opportunity for you. Not only, it's more about other people, and we become so selfish. You know, all the Karen stories are, everybody's screaming about themselves, and, you know, they've got rights and yada, yada, yada. Come on. If you, how does it hurt you to wear the mask? Very little information that suggests it's unhealthy for you to wear a mask. And the business about personal distancing, how does that hurt anybody either? Those are the two things that if you don't want to, even though the coronavirus as it stands today is likely not to kill you unless you're immunocompromised or you're old, still, why would you want to make somebody sick? It's like, you know, sitting in an airplane.
Well, I think we just have to be realistic. If we want the economy to open, and I think you're going to see the president's already pivoting on this message, and it's what I've said, too. I mean, I don't know. If you want the economy to reopen, sometimes you're going to have to play by these rules. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you can't
it's the only
ways.
Way. It's the only way that you're going to be able to open things up. So as much as I hate the mask, and I think some of this stuff is heavy-handed.
All right, coming up next, a focus on Facebook and what the reality is there. One of the items in the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine here on our overview of what's going on in the world, world of talk radio from the DJV perspective.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time for us now to continue with our overview here of the talk radio news, the stories this week from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where the stories and people lists are always at the end of the week there for you to glean. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program along with Jennifer Horn. We have our expertise, I guess you call it that. I think it's expertise. We discuss. Somebody confronted me this week. You know, how come you think you know so much? And I said to them, well, I think I do because I'm aware, and because of what I do for a living, I need to have more than just peripheral knowledge. That is, you dig deeply into some of these things, and you come up with stuff that no one else is talking about or nobody else is reporting because you have an open mind. I think I have a very open mind to most things, and I think the two of you do as well, even though you have your, I don't want to say prejudice, but you have your points of view. And we all have points of view. We kind of, people who don't have points of view are dull. Ever notice that?
If well, you don't, I don't know even, how people don't. I think even wrong. People who think they don't have a point of view, you should
well,
have
maybe,
a point
yeah,
of view.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we
maybe.
Can't help it. We're all from different places in life. We have yeah. different genders. We have different priorities. We have different careers. I mean, everybody's yeah. got a point of view. The thing is, when you, people say, oh, you know so much, it's not that. It's that we're willing to have a conversation. That's what I love about us, is that even when we disagree, and sometimes strongly, as the president would say, strongly disagree with each other, there's still a respect, and we're still listening. And I don't know. I think that really matters right now. There are so many people that are not doing that.
It always matters, but it matters more now.
Ugh.
I think you're right. Okay, with that in mind, I said we'd talk about Facebook. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the advertiser boycott at Facebook because of their ability or lack of, I don't know, what how we would encapsulate this. You're the technological person, Victoria. You follow all of this stuff. But basically, if I understand it, Facebook has allowed hate speech to continue, and advertisers are getting wise to it, and they don't like it. So Zuckerberg is being sort of put into a corner. Am I that a
well,
good summation?
Well, he tried to, yes. And he the problem, really, is that Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, they have tried to just play the neutral
both sides
the neutral
against
zone
the middle.
For so long. They yeah. have and they he just has refused to take a stand against so many different things. It's not just hate speech. And so now advertisers are just saying, you know what, enough with this. We're pulling all of our advertising from Facebook.
But how do you keep that from not being slanted? How do you keep that from not being
He's obviously on the left side of things in terms of his political philosophy. So how do you keep that?
Well, I don't
from
know.
He's
often accused from the left. He's accused of being a Trump lover. So
really?
So
I wouldn't have read that. Jennifer, would you read that into Zuckerberg?
Well, I don't know that he's a Trump lover, but I think he's trying to actually be a smart businessman and just get involved with the content of his site. And so, I think with him, they want him to do what Twitter's doing, which is mark every tweet of the president and then let a lot of other fake news go by on the platform. And I don't know if that's a fair ask, but that's what these sponsors are asking for. I actually respect
so
him
what's
for staying
influencing,
out of it and not getting...
Well, who's influencing the sponsors? Where does that... The sponsors aren't going to do it on their own. They're getting pressure, are they not, from users?
Absolutely, from their customers. Yep.
So are people on the left more likely to push than people on the right for a stay in some of these policies?
I don't know. I think they're equal forces on the left and the right, depending on the issue.
I think right now,
you're not on social media, Doug.
I'm on Facebook, and I don't
the
like
right
what
is
I
capable,
see on Facebook.
The right is capable of cancel culture. If you remember when Sean Hannity was throwing his Keurig machine out the window, I think right now, however, the energy move of the cancel culture is with the far left, certainly. I think there's a lot. I mean, it's the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. It's the it's Facebook now. It's all of the
actors. The Redskins, that's been a debate my whole life.
But now they're pulling sponsors. FedEx announced this week that they're pulling. If they don't change the name of the team, they're going to pull a lot of
money. What are they going to change it to?
I don't know. Nobody knows anything. If they're going to, they don't even know if they're going to.
How about just the skins?
I don't think the people would be okay with that.
What, the skins?
Well, it's a dumb name, so I don't know why.
What, skins or Redskins?
Skins.
Redskins is a dumb kind of when you go to the gym. I mean, I'm not one, you both would agree, I'm not necessarily the most politically correct guy in town.
Or a football fan.
Yeah, right. All right, more food for thought. It's the overview of the countdown here.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During demonstrations in downtown Portland, Oregon, protesters blocked traffic on the main street and launched fireworks from the street, injuring officers. The Saturday police protests began peacefully with people gathering in two public plazas to watch and listen to performers. But some in groups began launching fireworks on South Main Street. Officials are now hoping they've quelled the violence from Saturday night when protesters began throwing all kinds of things at the downtown federal courthouse. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell.
This is the second time in a day that Portland experienced a riot in downtown.
This is unacceptable. Aerial fireworks, mortars, M-80s, and bricks were thrown at officers as they attempted to get the crowd to disperse.
It was the third time in the past week that police have had to declare protests in Portland a riot. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In 1854, in southern Oregon, some white settlers found two Native Americans that had been slain by a neighboring tribe. They were found near a stream, so they named it Dead Indian Creek. Unfortunately, the name stuck, and it was applied to a road that followed up the creek into the Cascades. By 1870, Dead Indian Road was extended clear up to the Mountain Lakes. In 1993, sensitivity over the connotation of the words Dead Indian prompted Jackson County commissioners to change the name, unfortunately, to Dead Indian Memorial Road. That name change was hotly debated. Some Native Americans argued for keeping the original name as a reminder of what their people suffered. Many other Native Americans said they wanted the name to be changed entirely. As Black Lives Matter protesters continue to march across the country, many Native Americans are also standing up. During the July 4th holiday, protesters in Baltimore pulled down the statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it into the city's inner harbor. Many Native Americans protested at Mount Rushmore when President Trump did his tribute to the 4th of July. Due to vandalism to the street signs, Jackson County commissioners are once again considering changing the name of Dead Indian Memorial Road. One proposal suggests renaming all the landmarks to Lukawa, the name for the Native American people who populated the area of Southwest Oregon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Second half hour of our talk radio review with the DJ Beers, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with the charts for this past week in our sights. The business about the presidential race, number five this week, politics. We had John Bolton on our program this week. I wondered in retrospect what the two of you thought about the conversation, what he had to say. He added a few pithy tidbits that he hasn't been saying, because we usually ask questions that aren't what most other people ask anyway. So we weren't trying to do the gotcha thing. But, you know, I'm not a fan. I don't think any of us are, actually. And so under the circumstances, if I do say so myself, we did a pretty good job with him. I kind of enjoyed the conversation. I liked he's very intelligent. He sort of sparked a few things in me that I'd forgotten about with regard to certain things, the hawk business. But ladies, what did you take away from it?
Well, I'll start, I guess. I thought the most interesting thing, because, and I've been pretty vocal about this, why did these two get together anyway, meaning Trump and Bolton? They got from two different places. Why, you know, what brought them together? Yeah. And I think what Bolton tried to do at the beginning when he answered that question, he's like, oh, he saw me on Fox News. That's kind of the thing that everybody wants to paint Trump as just watching Fox News. I think to a point that's probably true. He knew of him. But the meat of the answer was what I thought was the most fascinating, and I believe it rings true for me, and that is that Trump needed help getting out of the Iran deal. He made that promise to Americans, to people who voted for him in 2016, and he was starting to get criticized because he said within the first 100 days that Iran deal will be torn up, and he was running out of time, and he needed someone to help him facilitate that, and I believe that's what brought them together, and I thought that was actually kind of interesting because it's a real glimpse into how all of that stuff works. And it's not Republicans, it's not Democrats. You make a promise on the campaign trail.
Washington.
And then you go, uh-oh, how do I do this?
That's true.
He didn't answer the question, though, and he goes, oh, well, in chapter one of my book, and, you know, I hate those answers. It's like, okay, dude, you know, we know you're you know, selling a book here, but
That was my question about hawking his book. Anyway, go ahead.
But he didn't, I'm a little curious. Not that curious enough to read the book or buy it, but I was more curious, like, who introduced them. Like, I kind of was wondering who from the Trump administration said, hey, you know who we should really talk to? John Bolton. I was just curious. Was it Mike Pence?
That was Pence.
Was it someone else who had experience with him?
Pence. Yeah,
Pence would probably know him. I mean, here's the thing. It wouldn't be a stretch. He worked in the Bush administration. He worked for four administrations. So... Yeah. People, I mean, he's on
both
speed dial,
Bush
probably. Yeah,
both
he's...
Of them, yeah.
So whoever was around there would be able to connect them pretty easily, I would imagine.
So the Mary Trump book, I must admit I've sort of zoned out, tuned out on that. That's one of the things that people are saying, well, look at these two books that take down Trump. What does Mary Trump say? What's her point here? I don't really give a damn, but I'm interested
in what both
of you know about that.
Her father is the one, is the Fred Trump Jr., right?
So Donald Trump took over.
Yeah, and so she's accusing him, I think.
Why is she waiting until now to accuse him?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about her.
I've never even heard of her until this.
You know why she waited till right now, because it was the most expeditious time to do it. But what I thought was interesting is Trump's brother, who was in the hospital, actually, from his hospital bed, actually filed this lawsuit against her, because I guess this has been an ongoing feud between the bulk of the Trump family and then Mary Trump. I'm not sure if she has any siblings or not, but the kid, and if she has siblings, were upset with the way Fred's estate was handled. And I guess it had gotten a settlement on that a long time ago. And in that had signs that she wouldn't disclose any information about that settlement or the family. And so when she has this book coming out, Trump's brother from his hospital bed slapped that lawsuit on her real fast, and the judge put an injunction into it this week that was kind of made some news because she had signed away her rights to tell the story, but it'll ultimately still be out.
All right, number seven this week on the countdown. We're sort of jumping around a little bit. I think there's a quality to not necessarily having to do this stuff in order. Number seven is something that sort of came late in the week, the discussion of the Russians. Well, there are two things here, whether you heard it or you didn't. I know you find this hard to believe. Apparently, the Russians, who have become experts in messing up elections, even in their own country, Putin had put forth constitutional amendments to change the Constitution so he can have two more terms. And, of course, the nation overwhelmingly voted to support that because he's such an enlightened leader. Not that the ballot boxes weren't stuffed in every community in Russia and that people were threatened with their lives if they didn't go to vote. Either they stayed home from voting or they went and they were told, you better vote for this. So now Putin can stay in office, till 2034 or something? Some ridiculous.
So he can't say no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that on the heels of this business of the Russians influencing the election, didn't Nancy Pelosi, there's some kind of a bipartisan bill that seems to be a no-brainer. The Trumpsters wanted sanctions pulled, and the Russians and then, I mean, I think this is kind of fishy, isn't it? And Pelosi says the sanctions against the Russian intelligence unit have been stripped from the bipartisan bill. Even the Republicans are ticked off about this. So did I paraphrase? Did I sort of summarize it well?
I haven't heard about all of that. As far as the Russia story, I think, of the week, it was the story that was reported by the New York Times last weekend. The New York Times suggested that Russia had put bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Yes, that's the third part of this wheel, yeah.
So the Taliban denied this and said, no, we were going after Americans on our own, thank you. Russia said it's not true. They haven't offered bounties. And the question then was, did the intelligence community mess this up, or was it reported to the president? He and Vice President Mike Pence never said that they were briefed on this by the intel community. And the directors, the DNI directors, the last couple of them said, no, we never got it up to this level, because the intel community, once they get a story, they have to have consensus before they present it to the president. That's sort of the way it goes, to make sure that it's actually credible intel, so that a president doesn't make an overreaction like weapons of mass destruction and then find themselves in a situation where they can't kind of get that away. They can't explain it away politically. So there's still a debate about whether Trump saw this or not. It seems, at least if you believe...
Well, what does he say?
He says he hasn't seen it. And the intelligence community said that they were investigating these claims, but that they hadn't deemed them to be credible yet. And so the debate still kind of rages on about that. But, of course, the Democrats who received a briefing on this, Republicans received a briefing, Democrats received a briefing this past week. The Democrats who attended, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Representative Engel, they all say that this is now the basis for another impeachment, because they think the president has done something wrong. So here we go again. Russia.
From these idiots. Okay. With the Black Lives Matter movement and the discussion of racial relations number three this week, I thought it was interesting that one of the ancillary stories about this is all of the monuments around the country that seem to be negative when it comes to realizing the importance of slavery. Some of the monuments probably ought to go. Some of them are questionable, and some of them ought not to go. But the Department of Homeland Security is sending teams to federal monuments over this weekend, this 4th of July weekend that you're hearing this program on, to protect the monuments. We know which ones are, you know, there have been a lot of Confederate statues and monuments that have been ripped down. So the president has said, let's use law enforcement to keep the historic landmarks. What are some of these that deserve to stay up? Do we have an agreement on that? I mean, if you've got Confederate statues around, it would seem to me probably time for them to come down. I mean, probably a long time ago it was time for them to come down. Jefferson Davis and some of the generals from the Confederacy, Robert E. Lee. I mean, there's a lot we ought to know about these people, but do we need to you know, it's like having a statue
them.
Of Christopher
I don't
Columbus.
You know, if you go to Germany, there aren't statues of Hitler. So yeah. I just don't understand why we cling to these people who were, you know, there. I think the
most people who cling to it don't really know why they're there in the first place, Victoria. I'd venture that.
Well, I also think it's possible that some people who may have owned slaves also made really important contributions to this country
right.
in building the country.
So you discount the contributions because they were slave owners?
Well, I think a lot of people are,
I think
that's unfortunate. I think
it belongs in a museum. We can't erase our history. We've certainly whitewashed it like nobody's business, and we have glossed over the fact that, you know, and Doug, you mentioned that opinion piece from the New York Times about
we posted that, by the way, the DJV.
Yeah, it's
show,
really
Facebook.com/DJV show. Yeah, it's
just to get another perspective, and I know all of us, we like, you know, learning other people's perspectives, and so, you know, I think it all belongs in a museum, and if you choose to go to that museum and you want to learn about that part of history, that's fine, you know. I just don't think that we need, in every town square, that we need to have these relics.
Okay. In a moment, I want to spend there is a person in the news, or a person who was very prominent that I want to mention, would be number 11 on the list of people if we had 11 names on the list. That coming right up here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Right now, just in the U.S., between 10 and 15,000 people are waiting for a liver transplant. Unfortunately, many will never see a donor organ become available. But work is underway to try to address the shortage of organs and improve treatment options for patients.
One option is a liver dialysis machine to allow the liver to regenerate and hopefully avoid a liver transplant. But we also have developed a genetically engineered pig, and the goal there is to grow transplantable human livers in this pig.
Dr. Scott Nyberg is the director of the liver program at the Mayo Clinic Center for Regenerative Medicine.
Take a cell from a patient liver disease, reprogram it into a stem cell, and then grow a liver from that human stem cell.
Not only could these options help address the shortage of donor organs, but also they may eliminate the need for patients to be on anti-rejection medications. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Do you check your email right before bed? What about Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? If that's the case, then you may be negatively affecting your sleep. We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic about stimulating your brain before bed.
Oh, absolutely. It happens with me all the time. So it can keep our mind mentally engaged, psychologically engaged, when we know we have those phones right next to us, when we know we are connected to the technology, we can check those work-related emails, which can really stimulate the brain, and we would be more active and awake, and it would have an effect on promoting good sleep. And the other thing is, we always sort of feel that we need to be connected, we don't need to be logged off, we don't need to be away from the technology. That's the other feeling that we always take with us when we're going to sleep, and that's not good for sleep.
More info is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so in the moments we have remaining here, I think it deserves more than a moment, but that's what we have for looking back at the life of Hugh Downs, who was on television for 69 years of his 99 years on the planet. He was well known for being on most every network, most every show. He started on a small Ohio radio station at the age of 18 and worked his way up, probably as accurate and pleasant and straightforward of all the people. He did everything from news to hosting game shows to making us feel good about America and what we were all about. So I mark his passing at the age of 99. Hugh Downs in the focus here as a person of interest and import on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Car time on the DJV program. It's time for us to visit once again. It seems like only seconds, nanoseconds ago, when Nick Mills was Nick Mills. Why do I keep doing that? That damn morning guy that I had on my station in Boston was named Nick, and I just look at, I mean, you and I are like brothers, but I, yeah. I don't have any brothers, so that's why I don't remember your name.
Oh, there you go.
Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. So Tesla has surpassed Toyota. We were just talking about money and cars and that sort of thing as the most valuable automaker around the world. One wonders why. Because basically their cars don't, when they don't make any money selling these cars, yeah. Right? So why is this thing so valuable? What are we missing?
Well, it's an idea. I did a good evaluation. I have info on a good evaluation of Tesla versus General Motors. And, you know, Tesla got hit very hard by the slowdown. They, even after opening up China, which should be about half their business, they still are down in the number of cars. And the J.D. Power Initial Quality Award showed them almost double the amount of problems with their vehicles than anybody else. So why are they still number one? A very good question. I wish I had the answer, but I think Elon Musk is a ringmaster, my friend.
Yeah, he is. He's very smart. Yep. So he's been able to get people focused and the attention on the future. And it kind of reminds me of Amazon. Remember when Amazon first started? They didn't make any money for years and years, and yet people were buying up their stock. As a matter of fact, the largest individual ownership of stock was Rush Limbaugh. He got on an Apple, I think, too, early on. So, I mean, you get into stuff like that. We all would wish to have had the foresight to buy into Tesla, let's say, or
any of these other, you know, Coca-Cola when it came along. And by the way, this company is worth more than Coca-Cola and Disney, Cisco. It's really quite amazing. And I think it is a tribute. We all think that Elon Musk is kind of a crackpot, but he's a genius. Look what he did with SpaceX and other. Look at that. What is that thing that it's tunneling? It's called Boring, the Boring Company, right?
Yes. So making tunnels between cities and cities. There's also, Doug, you know this. You could probably name some great actors and some other business people. There's a very fine line between completely bat crazy and a genius. Sometimes you play the line on both sides.
Right. I think we call it bat something else crazy. Bat, there's a word that begins with that. Yes.
Okay. We do.
All right. Ford has come up with a novel idea for those of you who buy Fords and you don't have a job. This is pretty interesting.
Yeah, what Ford are going to do is something that Hyundai did back in the last recession, 2008-2009, is, listen, if things go badly for you through the coronavirus and you lose your job, Ford will actually take your vehicle back. Car buyers are now able to lease or purchase a 2019, 20, or 21 vehicle, and the automaker's financing to their financing plan. And if you lose your job within a year, the car can be returned right back to the dealer Ford Value Program. And this is, there's a few little caveats, you know, there's only certain amounts of money, etc. Please read the fine print. But it's good, because now you can go out and buy a car and sort of have a safety net, as it were, as you were in a circus.
Pretty unusual idea, yep. All right, speaking of unusual, who would have thought Mark Wahlberg, the actor, would be a good car salesperson. Apparently,
they're not going to be pretty and muscly forever, right? I mean, we all wish we were still pretty and muscly, but it doesn't happen forever. And so I think what he's doing is investing in his future. He did it with a buddy, Bobby Lehman. They renamed very cleverly a Chevrolet dealership, calling it the Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. So here you go, and Bob's big Chevrolet on one side of the street, and Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet on the other side of the street. Which one do you go to? I'm already attracted to go to the Mark Wahlberg one, because I'm sure there's cutouts and memorabilia all over the inside of the store. That was the first one. Now he's branching out with more. He's bought another dealership in Ohio, a Buick GMC dealership. He's just diversifying his portfolio of his movie money into car showrooms. I think it's a good idea.
All right. Looks like you've got a new number one on the initial quality awards from J.D. Powers, right?
Yeah, so this was joint number one for Dodge and Kia. Dodge, the first American brand ever to make it to the number one, but they didn't stop there. Within a breath, like 3 days after this happened, they released three new vehicles, which are absolutely jaw-dropping, a 2021 Durango SRT Hellcat. This is an SUV with over 700 horsepower, and the list goes on. You're going to have some of the fastest, biggest, muscliest V8s, 807 horsepower, 797 horsepower. These are going to have the fastest family sedan in the world. Dodge, good on you, and keep it going. I love where you're going.
Right, and make sure you bring plenty of money to pay for the gas when the prices go back up again. All right, there's the report. Nick Miles, his website, Our Auto Expert, ought to be a website we all consult when we're buying new cars. 59 past the hour in the...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.